Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary number 1094. April 17th. Today, during a catechetical lecture by Father Theodore, I was given a confirmation of what I had understood interiorly and lived by for quite some time, namely, that if a soul loves God sincerely and is intimately united with Him, then even though such a soul may be living in the midst of difficult external circumstances, nothing can disturb its interior life. And in the midst of corruption, it can remain pure and unsullied, because the great love of God gives it strength for battle, and God also protects it in a special way, even in a miraculous way, a soul that loves Him sincerely. When, one day, God gave me the inner knowledge that I had never lost my innocence, and that despite all dangers in which I had found myself, He Himself had been guarding me, so that the virginity of my soul and heart would remain intact, I spent the day in fervent interior thanksgiving. I thanked God that He had been pleased to protect me from evil, and also for this, that I had found favor in His eyes, that He Himself had given me assurance of this. And a few years later, He deigned to confirm me in this grace. And since that time, I have not experienced the rebellion of the senses against the soul. I have written this down in greater detail elsewhere in my diary. See paragraph number 40. As often as I recall this inconceivable grace, a fresh flame of love and gratitude to God bursts forth from my heart. And this same love leads me to complete forgetfulness of self. Since that time, I have been living under the virginal cloak of the Mother of God. She has been guarding me and instructing me. I am quite at peace, close to her immaculate heart. Because I am so weak and inexperienced, I nestle like a little child close to her heart. Although God has confirmed me in this virtue, I am, however, constantly on the watch and fear even my own shadow, but this only because I have come to love God intensely. This grace from God was given to me precisely because I was the weakest of all people. This is why the Almighty has surrounded me with His special mercy. April 24th. I can sense every major grace in advance. A strange longing and desire for God comes over me, and then I wait for the grace. And the greater the grace, the more distinct is the presentiment, and the fiercer is my struggle with the adversary of my salvation. My soul is sometimes in such a condition that I can only describe it by means of a comparison. There are two great friends, and one of them is giving a great feast and has invited the other. Both of them are looking forward to it, but the hour of the feast has been set. Well, the moments just before receiving the grace are so violent that it is difficult to describe them. They are marked by painful longing and the fire of love. I can feel the Lord is there, but I cannot be completely absorbed in Him because the hour has been designated. Often before such a moment of grace, I am utterly destitute in mind, will, and heart. I am left all alone, and I wait for the one God. He Himself effects this in me before His coming. April 23rd, 1937. I have begun a three-day retreat today. In the evening, I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, know that I shall speak to you in a special way through this priest, Father Plaza, so that you may not yield to doubt concerning my wishes. Already in the first meditation, my soul was struck by the following words of the priest: I must not oppose God's will and God's designs, whatever they might be. And as soon as I am convinced of the certitude and the authenticity of the will of God, I have the duty of carrying it out. No one can release me from this. Whatever the will of God may be, once I have come to know it, I ought to carry it out. This is just a very short summary, but the whole meditation imprinted itself upon my soul, and I have no doubts about anything. I know what God wants of me and what I ought to do. Here, Saint Faustina is confirmed in a beautiful truth of the spiritual life through a conference given by the sister's chaplain. If we sincerely love God and remain intimately united with Him, our interior life will not be disturbed, even if we have to endure some difficult external circumstances. We can also remain pure in the midst of corruption. God's great love will give us strength for battle, and God will protect us in a special, even miraculous way if we love Him sincerely. God will not be outdone in generosity, and He always takes care of His own. Saint Faustina learns that God has been protecting her and her innocence and her virginity throughout her life. She thanks God for this great grace. Our Lady has also been protecting Saint Faustina in this way. Faustina writes that God did this for her because she is the weakest of all people. Then Faustina writes of sensing in advance when she will receive a great grace from God. Perhaps this is God's way of preparing her. The evil one tries to step in there to prevent her from receiving the grace. But God helps her in the spiritual battles that she faces. And she also learns that once she understands God's will, she has to carry it out. That is what God wants of her and of all of us.